Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and thank you for joining me today on the podcast. Success Made Simple, that's what we try to do. Take the principles of success, make them easy to understand, make them easy to put to practice in your life to help you be a greater success. Hope you'll share the podcast with someone else. Tell them all about Success Made Simple. Tell them to join us every week right here. This past week has been great, been busy. Christmas season, of course, is in full swing. I was with my friends Jason and Heidi Warman down at Coast Life in Venice, Florida. Had a great time down there. And then off to St. Louis with David and Nicole Crank. Love them. Faith Church, amazing night there. And so just been a phenomenal week. And if you don't already follow me on Instagram, make sure you do that at Dr. Dave Martin. You can see a lot of fun pictures and stories and tips and coaching and a few jokes, all that right there on at Dr. Dave Martin. Today, I want to continue with our December theme of in, out, up, and down. Last week, we looked down at our movements and the habits that we, that really make or break us. Today, we're looking up at both the reason for the season and our purpose in life. I'd like to take a few moments to talk about the why. We are now in the second week of December, and there's a reason that we all pause to celebrate Christmas. We have so many Christmas themes and symbols and traditions and icons that sometimes it's easy to lose the actual reason or the why of Christmas. I mean, stores start decorating so early nowadays, sometimes in September, and even we become all wrapped up with Christmas trees and Santa and stockings and wreaths and mistletoe and cake and cookies and that stinking elf on a shelf. Oh, man, songs. Debates about songs, whether they're really Christmassy or have other meanings. Christmas lights, programs. I mean, so much. And somewhere before December became so frantic and busy and stressful and expensive, the why of Christmas was really very simple. 2,000 years ago, the world was a different place, but the hearts of people were very much the same. In the little ordinary town of Bethlehem, an extraordinary event occurred. And town was overrun with people because of some of the requirements of government. No accommodations could be found, and a young carpenter and a scared little pregnant teenager accepted a stable behind an inn. And there, it was there that the Son of God was born. His cradle was a manger. Lullabies were sung by angels. Visitors were some common shepherds. This baby was Jesus, whose purpose was to grow up and become the bridge that would link heaven and earth. He came to give us a way back to God. And that's really the ultimate why of Christmas. We give gifts to our loved ones as we remember the greatest gift of love ever given. But because of Christ, also without Christ, there's no Christmas. But because of Christ, we have our why personally. We have our why and our reason for the season. Understanding the why of Christmas changes everything. And it's the same thing for your life. It's critical that you know your reason. Your reason, your purpose, your assignment, your why. Why? Your why will really touch everything you do and everything about you. Maybe you've been around a toddler for any length of time. You've experienced the why question. Why does milk go in the cereal? Why does the sun shine? Why do the dogs bark? Why does your hair look like that? Why? Their whys are endless because they're curious. And just like the toddler, we're all seeking to know the role we play, our purpose in life. Why? Why is this? And some of you know exactly why you were born. You have no doubts. Some of you have a glimmer of an idea of what your purpose is, but not exactly sure. And then there are some who have absolutely no idea why they're on the earth. You move day to day and task to task, feeling like life's happening to you and around you, but you're not really contributing. Today, I want to begin to change that for you. I want to help you understand your why. I want to help you find your why. It may take some time. I don't want to make you think I have a magic formula that once you plug it in, suddenly your life's going to become clear. There's not really a magic formula. There's no magic to it. But there is something much more powerful. There's you. There's you. And once you know what you want to do, you will be unstoppable. If you do follow me on Instagram, a few days ago, I posted that. And I said, I want everyone to say that to themselves. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Knowing your why, having a purpose, is listed as one of the key indicators of someone who is going to be successful. So let me give you three questions to ask yourself to help you start to discover your own why. Or maybe to fine-tune it a little bit as we move into a new year. Number one, what is the one thing that I feel I must do or that gives me the most fulfillment? What is the one thing that I feel I must do or that gives me the most fulfillment? Many people have found their life calling because they had a burning desire within themselves that drove them onward. W. Clement Stone said, when you discover your mission, you'll feel its demand. It will fill you with enthusiasm and a burning desire to get to work on it. You know, one of my favorites, Napoleon Hill, if you've never read any of his stuff, it's well worth it. He said this, there's one quality that one must possess in order to win, and that is definiteness of purpose. The knowledge of what one wants and a burning desire to possess it. Do you have a burning desire to do something, to achieve something? Is it bigger than you? Will it take effort? Is it worthwhile? If you're answering yes, I would say it may be a strong clue to your why. Number two, what one thing do I believe could change the world, and how strongly do I believe that? Is there something that just bothers you so badly that you're willing to do anything about it? I mean, that's the way movements are started. That's the driving force behind missionaries, politicians, behind environmentalists, church planters, behind Tom's Shoes. When Blake, the founder of Tom's Shoes, was doing some volunteer work in the outskirts of Buenos Aires, he noticed that many of the children were running through the streets with no shoes. So he decided to develop a shoe that could be sold in North America. And for every pair that was sold, his company would give a pair to a child in a developing nation. So Blake founded Tom's Shoes in 2006. And today Tom's has given more than 86 million pairs of shoes to children in need. Do you believe something so strongly that you have to do something to make it happen? Or do you see something that impacts you so much that you want to change it? If so, your why may be right in front of you. Number three, what is the one thing that I want to be known for? Imagine, fast forward 30, 40, maybe 50 years from now. Imagine you're 85 and you're having an incredible celebration. It's your birthday, your family's there, your friends, and they're taking turns talking about you. What's the one thing you want them to say? Do you want them to talk about how you have been blessed your whole life, or do you want them to talk about how you've been a blessing by your generosity? Do you, how about your work with teens that impacted countless of lives? Do you want them to tell stories of how you traveled the world with a message of hope? Do you want them to point to your children and say they're a success today because you taught them? What would make you most proud? What's the one thing that could be said to show that you lived your life to the fullest? Whatever it is that you want to be said of you when you're 85, is a very good clue to to what you should be focusing on now. The key to your future success is in your hand today, and you must set a path for yourself that will take you to find that one thing that you want to become your legacy. The answer to your why is within you. And it's what's important to you, what motivates you, what causes you to be different from your neighbor. Your why is your personal experiences. It's you. I hope that these questions have stirred you a little bit. I hope they've made you think. You know, I really hope they'll help you explore your own purpose in life as you celebrate Christmas and remember the reason for the season, the why of Christmas. Take time to discover your own why and prepare to start the new year with direction and purpose. I believe it's going to be incredible. I can't wait. Next year, it's going to be your best year yet. Did you hear that last year? I believe it again this year. Hey, thank you for joining me on Success Made Simple. I want to say a special thank you to Harley-Davidson Motorcycles. Harley-Davidson has a clear why. They're dedicated to excellence, independence, and authenticity, and they are setting the gold standard. The time I spend on my Harley gives me the chance to think, to relax, gives me a connection with other Harley riders all over the world. 115 years Harley-Davidson has been uniting people who seek adventure and who love the freedom of the open road. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Thank you again for joining me today on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.